ancient in the rain. Winter snow can paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home.
Welcome to History Speaks, a weekly podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors, and your host for the program. On Sunday, December the 9th, the Montgomery and Boyd House Museums hold an open house, decorated for the holidays. You're welcome to stop by between 1 and 5 p.m. Members of the Society and students through grade 12 are admitted free. For all other guests, there is a $5 charge. And if you're not a member of the Society, consider joining in 2019 with an individual, family, or lifetime membership. Recently, a longtime resident of Mahoning Township who was born outside the area asked me to provide information on a podcast for the history of the township, and that's the focus of this week's podcast. Montour County, founded in 1850, has 9 townships. In 1813, when the County of Columbia was formed from Northumberland County, it consisted of 12 townships. 3 of those original townships were Derry, Hemlock, and Mahoning, which portions of became part of Montour. All the other townships in Montour County in some way were taken out of Turbot, or one of those original 3. A portion of Mahoning was taken to form the borough of Danville and Valley Township. Mahoning was a name thoughtfully used in those early years for various reasons. The first church, a log building, was Mahoning Congregation of the Presbyterian Church, originally on Bloom Street. Today, it is located on the corner of, again, East Mahoning Street and Ferry Street. The name is derived from the Indian village at the mouth of the Mahoning Creek. There's also a Mahoning Manor, a residential area developed in the late 1950s in the township. The Bloom Road residential area was divided into 3 communities as the township grew. The area close to the entrance to the Frosty Valley Road was known as Frogtown because of a swamp full of croaking frogs. South of that, closer to Danville, was Mechanicsville due to the type of work of the residents there. And at the entrance to the Oddfellows Cemetery toward the borough line was Rudytown, where a number of families with that name resided. Each of these had many shops to accommodate their needs. Other places of interest in Mahoning Township are the Danville State Hospital that opened in 1872 and increased in size until recent years. Daniel Montgomery in 1815 purchased the grounds that became the Danville State Hospital. He built a grand mansion on the hill. The Geisinger Memorial Hospital opened in 1915 and grew extensively, becoming a major hospital, named Geisinger Medical Center, with additional buildings on Woodbine Lane, along with an addition to their facility in the old Textron building. Maria Joseph Manor, a nursing home, was built in 1962. Others came later. Frosty Valley Country Club opened in the same year. The Sisters of Saints Cyril and Methodius purchased the magnificent grounds of the Grove Brothers, Danville Iron Barons, and eventually opened a school for girls. In 1929, they erected a large stone building with a 170-foot stone tower in the center of the building. It was originally named Slovak Girls Academy and changed to St. Cyril Academy in 1955. After the Second World War, Mahoning Township saw the beginning of a major growth, both in development and population. Mahoning Manor was one of the first developments, along with many others on Bald Top, Red Lane, Caseville Road, and Bloom Road. The Pine Barn Inn evolved from an early farm in Mahoning Township, which was known as McGill's Addition, the Stone Bank Barn. And now, the main part of the inn houses the restaurant and tavern. The farm was purchased to establish the Geisinger Memorial Hospital in 1914. In the 1930s, the hospital sold the parcel of land containing the barn and farmhouse to Roy Conway, who established riding stables. After World War II, he sold to Gus Sutter, who converted the barn into a modern home, being the first all-electric home in Pennsylvania. Margaret Kreischer Bush purchased the property in 1950 and opened the barn home as an inn. Demand was great by both local industries and the hospital. In 2007, the Pine Barn Inn was again acquired by now the Geisinger Medical Center. There were 4 one-room elementary schools in the township, named according to their location: Siddler Hill, Bald Top, Gravel Bank, and Toby Run. There was a log building erected in 1799 near the site of the old Mahoning Cooper School. It was replaced by a one-room brick building. There were 51 boys and 50 girls enrolled. This school was replaced in 1875 with a two-story, two-room building. In 1931, the one-room schools were discontinued and additional rooms were added to the two-story building. In 1957, the Mahoning school system became part of the Danville Area Joint School System, and in 1964, the two-story building was demolished and a new elementary building was erected on the site. Today, that building is named the Kaiser Center. I also share some information of one of Mahoning Township's old landmarks. It was described in a 1912 article of the Danville Morning News. The passing of a landmark, Mahoning Chapel, east of Town Hill, will be sold at a public sale. The picturesque white church known as Mahoning Chapel, nestling closely in the midst of an inviting grove along Bloom Road, just east of the borough, which for considerably more than a generation has been a familiar landmark, is doomed, it would seem, before long to be a thing of the past. There was a period embracing the time when the ore mines in that locality were in operation that the chapel had a fair-sized and prosperous congregation, services being held there regularly. At first, it was connected with the St. Paul's Methodist Episcopal Church. Later, it was embraced in the Buckhorn Charge, but more recently it was attached to the Trinity Methodist Episcopal Church. The chapel was built about the year 1848. It was a very popular place of worship, and many non-members were in the habit of attending services there. This was especially true during revivals. As time wore on and material changes occurred, the worshipers at that little white church began to dwindle in numbers. Finally, only a handful remained, and these identified themselves with other churches in town. For a long time, services were held there irregularly. Finally, they were abandoned altogether. Of late years, the church has been badly in need of repairs, for which no one seemed responsible. At the last meeting of the quarterly conference of Trinity ME Church, in whose control the chapel rests, it was decided as the best solution of the difficulty to sell the building and its contents. It will be offered for sale on Saturday, October the 19th, 1912. A partial history, of course, not a complete history of Mahoning Township. Look for future stories on the township in other podcasts. That wraps up this week's podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. And remember, Sunday, December the 9th, from 1 until 5 p.m., we'll have an holiday open house at the Boyd House and Montgomery House Museums. Society members and students through grade 12 are admitted free. There is a $5 admission fee for others. We thank you for listening, and we hope that you'll be with us again next week.
I'm a lucky man. Call this home. Call this home. I'm a lucky man.